Beloved listening friend, a very good day to you and your family. This is Let the Bible Speak, and we are glad to have you join us once again as we continue to study the Bible, the very words of God. We pray that this week, the blessings, protection, and grace of the Almighty God never depart from you and your family in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. Let the Bible Speak advocates a return to the Christianity that we find in the New Testament section of the Bible. At Let the Bible Speak, we believe that the Bible teaches us to restore and maintain this undenominational Christianity with the same seed, the Word of God, that produced the church and Christianity about 2,000 years ago. And we pray that you, dear listening friend, will join us in this noble quest. Beloved listener, Let the Bible Speak is a sponsored broadcast of the Church of Christ, Kado. The Church of Christ, Kado assembles and worships along FAB Estate Road, four houses away from the Polaris Bank at Life Camp Junction and adjacent to Fana Hotel. And we invite you today to worship with us and experience the New Testament pattern of simple yet profound spiritual worship from the heart. You may obtain a free copy of this broadcast, another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, by contacting us with the following numbers: 090-771-62-877. I'll take it again: 090-771-62-877. We also have 080-604-11-389. Again, 080-604-11-389. And lastly, we have 080-338-24662. Again, 080-338-24662. Please contact us by WhatsApp using these numbers, and also by email with churchofchristkado@gmail.com. You may check our website with www.churchofchristkado.org. You can join us on TV as well. We are on ITV channel 142 and Star Times channel 130 every Saturday, 6 to 6:30 p.m. I'm Abiodun Adegore, and I serve as evangelist with our sponsoring congregation, the Church of Christ, Kado. And with me in the studio this morning are David Akpata, evangelist with the Church of Christ at Galadimawa.
Beloved listener, may God bless you as you join us in His words today in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 We also have Felix Ekpeyong, evangelist, Church of Christ, Massacre.
Beloved listening friend, may the Lord bless you this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we have a special guest in the studio. His name is Samuel Uche, a student preacher from Western Nigerian Christian College, Abeokuta.
Beloved listeners, may God bless you as listening His words in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Now, please join us in a word of prayer to begin today's study.
Merciful Father, we exalt your holy name, for you are wonderful, for you are merciful, for you are great in your workings. In our land, in our nation, we see your hand at work. We know as human we have shortcomings. Even among our leadership, we pray that you take preeminence, that you take control in areas where we are deficient, and help our leaders that they might have the heart to restore righteousness to the land. Be with us as we strive to study and know your will and practice them as a way to live, that we might exalt your name in our lives. Bless us in today's broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, thank you very much for the prayer, Brother David Akpata. Today is going to be a discussion period on Let the Bible Speak. We always endeavor to allow the Bible to speak on biblical matters on Let the Bible Speak. So, because we are not the first to be Christians following Jesus, we are not going to be the last by the grace of God. Last week and 2 weeks ago, on the interactive session, we discussed the issue of Easter as a Christian feast and the celebration, and we established that this feast, the way it was currently, it is currently formatted and being practiced today. It did not originate from Christ, neither did the apostles of Jesus Christ practice it the way it's being practiced today. But that the present religious feast called Easter It evolved as a religious tradition from men who thought that religious innovations are acceptable to God. Now, today's study is going to be a panel discussion that's going to be focusing on four major questions based on religious innovations. We want to explore religious innovations as well as introduce the principle of biblical restoration, the restoration principle. Now, so the discussion today will be focusing on what a young man who became king in Judah did when he discovered that the religious traditions of his time were not derived from the Word of God. He respected the Word of God and disrespected the religious tradition of his day. Our text is from 2 Kings chapter 22, from verse 1 to 13. Let the Bible speak.
Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jedidiah, the daughter of Adiah of Bozgath. And he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father. And he did not turn aside to the right or to the left. In the 18th year of King Josiah, the king sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, son of Meshulam, the secretary, to the house of the Lord, saying, "Go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, that he may count the money that has been brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the threshold have collected from the people, and let it be given into the hand of the workmen who have the oversight of the house of the Lord, and let them give it to the workmen who are at the house of the Lord repairing the house, that is, to the carpenters and to the builders and to the masons, and let them use it for buying timber and quarry stones to repair the house, but no accounting shall be asked from them for the money that is delivered into their hands, for they deal honestly." And Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the secretary, "I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord." And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan the secretary came to the king and reported to the king, "Your servants have emptied out the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hand of the workmen who have the oversight of the house of the Lord." Then Shaphan the secretary told the king, "Hilkiah the high priest has given me a book." And Shaphan read it before the king. When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes. And the king commended Hilkiah the priest, and Halkim the son of Shaphan, and Habor the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan the secretary, and Asha the king's servant, saying, "Go, inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that has been found. For this is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book to do according to all that is written concerning us." 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 1 to 13.
Yeah, beloved listening friend, this is a little bit long reading, but look at what this man said. He said, "You should go inquire of the Lord for me and for the people and for all Judah concerning the words of this book, which has been found." So the Bible is authority. It says, "For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book to do according to all that is written concerning us." So if we look at this narrative of this young king, his faith, his resolution not to turn to the right nor to the left, but to take God's word as his authority in all matters, it leaves us with a great example. Many today do not realize that God has spoken and wants us to follow his words. King David, that this young king took as a mentor and tried to follow his faith in God, he was the one that said that he has hidden God's word in his heart, that he might not sin against God. That is Psalm 119, verse 11. David also declared that, "For I trust in your word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For my hope is in your rules. I will keep your law continually, forever and ever." Psalm 119, verse 42 to 44. Now, so we see David, and this young king was trying to follow David. And David also said that his word of, the word of God is his authority. So we want to reflect on three issues today. About, let's just say four. Number one, can the word of God in our generation be lost, like that of King Josiah's period, when the people did not even know what the Lord's will was for them, and that the religious traditions that they inherited and they were practicing were not in conformity with God's commandments? You know, can we also have the same situation today in our lives? Now, number two, what can we learn from the king's actions when he discovered that the religious traditions of his days were not in accordance to the word of God? Now, number three, what are the religious traditions we today have inherited from long ago that are not in consonance with God's ancient words? Mm. And what should our response be? And lastly, we can also talk about, can we also restore the biblical practices like King Josiah did after discovering the word of God as it was read? You know, or does it matter since we have believed, and as people say, the church is in the heart and not really in what we do? So those are some of the issues that we're going to be discussing this morning as we reflect on the practices of King Josiah. So the first question, which is for the panel to discuss, can the word of God in our generation be lost, like the period of King Josiah's time, when the word of God was found under the rubbles, when the people did not even know that this is the Lord's will for them, and that the religious traditions that they were practicing were not even in conformity with the Lord's commandments until they read? Can it be lost? Let's talk about that.
Yes, that is a question that every sincere believer and one that seek to follow God and do his will today should ask and find answer to. The answer is very clear in scripture. In fact, I quickly go to the prophecy in 2 Timothy chapter 4,
yes,
verse 3, that talks about this time.
Okay.
Let's read that scripture. Let the Bible speak. 2 Timothy chapter 4,
yes,
verse 3.
Verse 3 says, for the time will come in,
yes,
when the people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears,
mm-hmm,
they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passion, and they will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths.
It is obvious we live in that era.
Mm-hmm.
Because today is more about my belief, what I want. People want to worship God according to how they will, how they like, not according to the will of God, not according to scripture. It is not about what has this man of God do. A lot of people go to church because they want to see miracle, fulfilling the challenges, solving the challenges of our times.
Mm.
And so because of that struggle, people are
don't even
weak.
Know what God says.
Yes, they are not interested in that.
It's what the man of God can give
what
to them.
What he can give, what so, he can say.
So in essence, you are saying that time, the word of God has actually been lost in our generation.
It has been lost from the mind of men because men do not want to seek for it. Not that it's missing. It's there. Just like in the time of Josiah, that
it was hidden somewhere. So also in our time today, the word of God is hidden, even in our times.
Are you guys
go
trying
to church
to say,
with their Bible closed?
Are you trying to say that if you want to hide the truth, put it in a book, that Africans don't read books? I hope you are not trying to insinuate that we are not good readers.
Well, but the story, the reality is that today people have Bibles. They put them under the pillows of their beds.
No. It's even in our phones.
Prevent them
it's
from
in our laptops.
It's in the laptops.
It's in our tablets and
but
so forth.
As long as we refuse to read the content, which is the most important, the message and the will of the Lord, it is missing.
It is lost. Let me quickly tell us what I discovered.
Yes.
I discovered that people go to churches with their Bible closed.
Hmm.
And when the pastor or the man of God or even when the religious leader is speaking,
and
he quoted a passage, instead of people to open to their Bible and read it, they close it and pay attention to what he's saying. Instead of them to behave like the Bereans in the book of Acts chapter 17, that even when Paul was speaking to them, they did not only listen to Paul, but what they did was, as they went back, they kept searching the scripture to see whether what
Paul said,
what they heard from Paul was true. So in essence, today the word of God is lost in the heart of people, even though we have it in our hands.
They are not curious to know whether what we are even doing. You know, we were born into a religious world, I remember when I was young, I was christened and as an Anglican, and that was what we believed, that, you know, that's just the practice, until I started trying to read the Word of God. I started asking questions. It was then I discovered that all the things that we're doing in those days are not really exactly like that in the Bible. And we've gone to several churches. It's not we were born in a particular church, and then we moved as I grew up, went to other denominations, and I did not really ask any question. Ask somebody today, Christmas, can you find it in the Bible? I said, no. Well, I mean, that is, it's a Christian thing. Don't you celebrate your birthday? The issue is not because you celebrate your birthday, you can celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ. Nobody even knew when he was born, and he was not born in December anyway. But the point is that this is a religious tradition that for centuries now, people have been observing it. Now you are telling us that it's not in the Bible. What are you saying?
Are you wiser than
those who have been practicing?
The challenge again is that it has a form of godliness. It looks like it is godly. That is the problem. 2 Timothy chapter 3, please.
Chapter 3, verse 5. It says, having the appearance of godliness.
As in that appearance is there.
Yes. But denying his power. Avoid such people. In fact, Christ even said that it's very, very difficult to be avoiding people. But because if people have a form of, they look religious, they look godly, but really it is not the power of God.
The scripture is the power of God unto salvation. So okay, until we return to what is in the scripture and believing it.
Okay, that question is asked carefully, and it's understood that people, the Word of God can be lost in Nigeria. It can be lost in anybody's life, especially if he doesn't read it. You remember when God said, prove all things and hold fast to what is good in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Even 1 John chapter 4 verse 1, he said, beloved, do not believe every spirit. Don't believe everything you see or hear or practice. But test the spirit to see whether they are of God or not. So we have an obligation, everybody living, if you can read and write, then you should be able to know, find out what God's will is, so that the Word of God will not be lost to you. Okay, now number two. Now, what can we learn from the king's action when he discovered that the religious tradition of his day were not in accordance to the Word of God? Let the Bible speak from 2 Kings, because you may not know what it says. 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 1 to 8, tells us the king's reaction.
Then the king sent, and all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem were gathered to him. And the king went up to the house of the Lord. Okay. And with him, all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the priests and the prophets, all the people, both small and great. And he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant that had been found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood by the pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people joined in the covenant, and the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, and the priests of the second order, and the keepers of the threshold, to bring out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels made for Baal, for Asherah, and for all the hosts of heaven. He burned them outside Jerusalem in the fields of the Kidron, and carried their ashes to Bethel. And he deposed the priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to make offerings in the high places at the cities of Judah and around Jerusalem. Those also who burned incense to Baal, to the sun, and the moon, and the constellations, and all the host of the heavens. And he brought out the Asherah from the house of the Lord outside Jerusalem to the brook Kidron, and burned it at the brook Kidron, and beat it to dust, and cast the dust of it upon the graves of the common people. And he broke down the house of the male cult prostitute who were in the house of the Lord, where the women wove hanging for the Asherah. And he brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah, and he defied the high places where the priests had made offerings from Geba to Beersheba. And he broke down the high places of the gates that were at the entrance of the gates of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were and once left at the gates of the city. Second Kings chapter 23, verses 1 to 8.
I mean, when I read these things, I just want, what kind of man is this young man?
Mm.
He discovered that what they read from the Word of God is different from what they are practicing.
Yeah.
And he called the people together and said, listen, no, this is not the thing where God said, make we do. And not me, I go do them. It's like Joshua said to the people, you know, he said,
for me and my household, I will serve the Lord.
We will serve the Lord, though. I don't, whatever you want to do, but me, I will not follow you. You know, so people, today, can we say that? Can we do what this man has done? He started breaking all those things that are against God's word. He took them away. If we say, okay, this particular feast, Easter, the way we are celebrating it today, it's not the way, look at the way Jesus Christ and apostles celebrated it. Can people say, no. Let's do it the way the Christ and apostles have celebrated it.
No.
Today, I mean, that was about 2,000 years ago. We are modern people today. We can just watch the internet and then we do the Lord's Supper from the internet. We just watch and then virtually we also partake. How can that be? Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't. We don't understand. I don't understand how people believe that because we have COVID-19 now, and then we can now change things. That is how people just change things, and then nobody will even know how it has been done.
I want to believe sincerely, just as you have painted the picture of COVID-19, something happened that warranted the children of Israel to get to where they were before Josiah came up.
Mm.
Are we together?
Yes. Yeah.
Because before this time, there was a king that said, if the people should go back, King Rehoboam.
Yes.
Ever since he started, so it continued until this man came.
Like we discussed talking about last
King.
Week. Yes.
Good. So, but
innovation.
To the glory of God, King Josiah took it upon himself to make sure that he did exactly as he saw in the book of the law.
And that is what we. So the question that we asked is, what can we learn from this king's action? You know, when he read the book and he discovered that religious traditions of his days were not in accordance with the word of God, he changed. He removed everything. He burnt things. He destroyed priests. He said, no, this is not the way the Bible says. No, you can't do it this way. Because he had authority. And the Bible said that after King David, no other king has been like him.
Mm.
He had the boldness. He had the courage to change things. Now, the third question today is, what are the religious traditions that we today have inherited from long ago that are not in consonance with God's ancient words? And what should our response also be? Yes.
Okay, that is a very great question. Today in our modern world, we have so many different things in our modern world today. Like for instance, one of the things that we have inherited as a tradition is that when you go to church, sometimes when your pastor tells you this, when he tells you this, you don't even care to check whether is that thing being found in the scripture. That is a terrible situation
today. The Lord has told me that.
The Lord has told me, the Holy Spirit has told me.
$1,000.
That's just a situation.
The Lord told him.
Yes, the Lord will just tell you.
Apart from the Bible, though.
Yes. Apart from the Bible.
Something, and then everybody just rushed to do it.
Everybody will just rush to do it. So that kind of situation, we should consult the Bible and let the Bible speak. When we look at the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 17, we are going to find out the story of the Bereans there. Even as Paul was the apostle of God, he was so eloquent, he was so good in the scripture.
Yeah.
When he teach them the scripture, they do go back to their homes to find out whether what actually Paul said was right found in the scripture.
Yeah,
was it actually in the scripture? So it doesn't matter what I feel, but it's what the scripture says. So that is just it. We need to
Acts chapter 17,
verse
11. It says, now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word of God with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Examining Bible. You need to examine what your pastor is saying. Does the Bible give permission to anyone to have his
that
church?
That is another issue I quickly want to address.
To have his church?
Because the question is, what are the religious traditions we inherited for so long a time?
Yes.
We come up to see that anywhere you go, we are having general overseers all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
My child that was born 10 years ago just came up to realize that there are so many general overseers all over the place. So he goes off to believe that anyone can come up and become a general overseer of the church.
Baba spoke to me.
And that is what is happening.
I should start my own church.
So it's high time we began to make sure that we go back to the scripture and look at it clearly. Because it
was there anyone who started his own church in the Bible was accepted?
And the only person that is eminently qualified to head the church to be general overseer is only Jesus Christ and nothing more.
He purchased the church with his blood. Has anybody died and rose again to be able to head the church of God? The church is a spiritual institution. It is the church of God. So you can have your own church. That is because you want to just have, make money or whatever you want to do, whatever reason you have for establishing your church. That's your church, not church of God. Church of God can only be headed by the spiritual being called Jesus Christ.
God okay. of men.
Yes.
God
so there are so many. There are so many religious traditions that are really that we met. Christmas is one of them. This mm-hmm. Easter, that the way the people do that. There are so many of them like that that we meet, even having your own church or having women leading the churches. Our owning churches or becoming general overseer and stuff.
So see another religious tradition here.
Yes.
Carrying over the Old Testament practices into the New Testament is another issue. The issue of tithing, harvest, bazaar. Because these pastors, religious leaders, make merchandise of these things.
Well, people don't
and
check
people
the Bible.
Are giving freely.
No, people don't check the Bible.
Someone made a statement. He said, after all, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Okay.
That if he likes to pay a tithe, what is your concern?
There is an angle.
So that means that we can do anything we like.
We can just do it.
Appeal to us as long as it is benevolent and good. After all, Cain gave sacrifice to God too. He gave God, but he was not accepted because it was not a sacrifice of faith.
That's true.
He did not come from hearing God. He just touched from his own heart, and the Bible calls it the way of rebellion.
There's an angle to which all of these things also applies.
Okay.
What the Nigerian religious experience inherited from the early introduction of Christianity by what we know from the early missionaries.
Yes.
What they brought in seemed like a form of Christianity.
But it wasn't.
And people have built on that, and the abnormalities, the shortcomings from that, and continue to grow from year to year.
That is
from
why
time to time.
This is let the Bible speak.
The Bible says this, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17.
Okay.
Just like Josiah did. Josiah in his time, he removed the priest that was not following the will of God.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Today they own the church, so you will say, I can't remove them. But listen to what 2 Corinthians say, chapter 6, verse 17.
Verse 17.
Let the Bible speak.
Therefore, go out from their midst and
go
be separate from them.
Be separate from
says
them.
The Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you.
We have a responsibility, therefore.
That's true.
To restore the New Testament practices.
Because any other thing is actually unbelief.
Yes.
Now, the last question, which you don't even have time for, was supposed to be, can we restore the biblical practices like King Josiah did? After discovering the word of God, it was read, and he decided to follow it. Can we still do that today?
Yes, we can.
Okay. How can we do that?
One of the ways of doing it is for any religious leader that is looking forward to having eternal dwelling with God in heaven to denounce his denomination. False. Just like one of the GOs years back did. And to the glory of God, he's now a Christian according to the word of God. He
okay.
has he founded his own church for over 13 years here in Abuja. But having studied the scripture, having heard the word of God, and came to the realization that he is not worthy to be a general overseer of the church, he handed over the church to Christ, and today he is a servant of God. May God bless him. So
Amen.
That is one of the ways that we should restore.
Our time is almost up, but I would just want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 10 to 13. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree.
Yes.
And there should be no divisions among you.
That's true.
But that you should be united in the same mind and the same judgment. Now, look at what he said in verse 12. What I mean is that each one of you say, I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ. Is Christ divided?
No.
Was Paul crucified for you?
No.
Or are you baptized in the name of Paul?
No.
A human being? I thank God that he baptized none except Christ. I mean, people were thinking that, maybe follow Paul, if he baptized me, I'll follow. So he said, no, Christ is the only person. Christ is not divided, we should not divide up. So may the Lord bless us as we continue to ponder on this words. You may
Amen.
Obtain a free copy of our broadcast by contacting us with numbers we have already given. And then also join us by writing us on email or check our website. You can join us on television, ITV channel 142 and Star Times channel 130 every Saturday, 6 to 6:30 p.m. May the Lord bless you this week, dear listening friend. And we pray that his grace will be upon you as you go back again to the Bible to search to see whether these things are so or not. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
From all of us in the studio, we say,
do have a wonderful week.